Okay, so everyone, hey Kislev, Simon Chav Gimel, Halach Aleph Talach Tes. So after we've already finished Manasseh and Tachnun, we take out the Sefer Torah, of course, on Mondays and Thursdays. Now we always turn to the right. So therefore, when you take out the Sefer Torah and you're facing the people, so to your right is the northern side. That's why you turn. You take the Sefer Torah from the northern side, so to your right, and you bring it to the bima. And then when you're taking the Sefer Torah back from the Bima, you also are turning technically to your right. You're going in the right path. So therefore, when you're facing the Aron, you're going to your right, which is actually the southern side of the Shul. Again, this is all based on when the Shul is facing east. There's a mitzvah to be Melava, the Sefer Torah, to the Bima. Interesting why the Kiddush Hashanah doesn't say the same thing when it's taken back to the Aron. I'm not sure. There's a tremendous Inyan to see a letter, from a person's name. We'll discuss this, just as by the Sfaradim, they actually open up the Sefer Torah already when they're taking it out, because they say there's an Or Gadol that's already being revealed at that time by the Ashkenazim. It's not opened until afterwards, which we'll discuss later. When a person gets an Aliyah Siv Beis, a person gets an Aliyah, he should wear a talis. This is all done in order to have covered for the Sefer Torah, really covered for the Tzibur. I don't know why. I'm seen many times by Sfar that they do not makpid on it, but I'm not sure the source. When it comes to a person who's getting an Aliyah, he should take the shortest way to get to his Aliyah, I mean to get to the Bima. And when he's coming back, he should take the Derech Arukah, so there's covered the Tzibo and there's covered the Teru when he's returning. If it's an equal amount of distance, so you go from your right and you go back the opposite way. The meaning is to wait until the other person gets the Aliyah, finished his bracha achrona, meaning you always stay for another Aliyah. After you get your Aliyah, you stay one more Aliyah, meaning until the guy after you finishes bracha achrona. Seif Gimel, person opens up the Sefer Torah. This is the way the Kitzur teaches how to make the Birkas HaTorah. People get very confused. So you open up the Sefer Torah, you see the place where you're going to read from. There's a meaning to actually touch it with the talis. Some actually don't like the idea because you might be wiping off letters, but then you do not need to do so. You just look at it and you hold it with two hands, your right and your left, if you need it to Atzei Chaim, and you close your eyes and you make Boruch Hashem V'Yirach, and everyone answers back, Boruch Hashem V'Yirach L'Vayirach, and then you repeat it, Boruch Hashem V'Yirach L'Vayirach, and then you make the Baruch Hashem V'Yirach Bani. You remove your left hand, you're still holding the Sefer Torah with your right hand, and then after the Kriya, you hold again with your left hand, you close up the Sefer Torah and you make a Baruch Achrayna. There's a mitzvah to read together with the chazan, but not, it should not be out loud, meaning that you should even be able to hear it. Even this is based on Peter Zohar. And besides the fact that it disturbs very much the Baal Kareh. Trust me, I know this from experience. So it's kedai to be a ben adam lechaver and not laying amongst the Baal Kareh loudly. And interesting, the Chabad of a minig, I've seen many times that they kiss not only where they're going to lean from, but also the end. If anyone knows the source for that, maybe from the Baal Trebbe Zichron Levracha, because I didn't see it in the Baal HaTanya's, anywhere from the Baal HaTanya. There's an Issur, Siv Dal, to hold a Sefer Torah, meaning without, naked literally, but it means without a talis. You can't touch the cloth, and some of Machmi, even the Kid Shuchno says, even the Amudim, the Atzei Chaim, better not to touch without a talis. And best, if you're going to touch, to wash your hands first. Siifei, the Oile, and the Kreira need to be standing. You can't even be leaning unless someone is very weak. The reason Mishavur says so beautifully is because the Torah is given by Eim Abira Beresa. So here we are literally recreating the scene of this of Matan Torah. And obviously there's incredible things that are happening at that time. Se'if Vav, when the Oile says Bochu, and everyone answers Bochu Hashem Baruch Hu Moed. So the tzibur has to stand. Interesting, people get confused. The yakpada is by the brachas, but b'shas the bracha hashabach habanu, meaning not the brachu, the actual bracha hashabach habanu, and during the kriya, and even the bracha achrona, only the medakdekim stand, and it's a proper thing to do, the kitzur says. But ben gavel legavel said there is no reason to be machmir at all. I think there are those that stand the whole time, but really, mikad, it's not a problem. And the ari was noig to sit down even during the Kriya and the Brachas, but according to Stechem, there's no problem to stand and be machm, even according to the Shita Sari. But that's where you get all the different Shitas. Okay, next, Seif Zayin. If a person, the Kriya should be standing, and we're meaning the Baal Kriya standing, so he has someone on his right. Now, according to Kitzur's Mashal, all you need is basically two people standing up there. You have the Baal Kor and you have the one that's getting an Aliyah. And the reason is because the Torah is given through a cell source, so means an intermediary, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. So basically, you have the Kor that's Kivyochel Hashem giving the Torah, and the Olam is Moshe Rabbeinu. You're getting the Aliyah, you're like Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you imagine you're the cell source? However, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Minhag is that you have three people, the Gabbai, who he, because he has authority, is actually Hashem. Think about it, when he makes brachas, how much power he has. And the Kira is Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Oyla is the receiver, is Bnei Yisrael. There's Minhagim to have even more people, but that's Mikadin, the amount of people they need standing up there. See if Ches, once the Torah started, meaning you started reading, you're not allowed to speak, even in Divrei Torah, and even between Gavel and Gavel, at best, person wants to be mehara, which is probably the right thing to do, because if you're not going to have something to learn from or to read from, etc., you're going to end up chas v'shalom speaking. And there's tremendous warnings from the Zohar, etc., not to speak during Kriya Satan. If we understand that it's actually recreating our Sinai, it definitely makes sense. To be in the awe and in fear of Hashem, a person not allowed to leave during the Kriya, but if a person really needs to, the Zohar God have been gavla gavra, it's okay. And lastly, here we go to the who gets Aliyahs first. The Kohen, of course, gets the first Aliyah. He comes before Talmud Chacham, even as long as he's a Kasher, even if he's in Amarot, he comes before a Kohen, before a Talmud Chacham. A Kohen is not allowed to be Meichel. Afterwards comes a Levi. If there's no Levi, you say Bim Kohen, Levi. This is not to confuse and think that this Kohen is not really a Kohen, he's a Levi. If there's no Kohen, you're allowed to call a Levi Oy. So interesting, kids, it doesn't say any preference. And from what I recall, there's a Kohen that says Levi comes first. There's a preference of Levi. Why? Because the Maisa, when the Kohen, it's really a Chakira. Is a Levi independently Chashev, or it's only when he's being Melave, the Kohen? In any case, the this applies to other places, benching, etc., which we're going to learn. And if there's no, but the Maisa, the kids, it says it's best to call up the someone that's most versed in Torah, and you say in kan koyen Levi bimkom koyen or Yisrael bimkom koyen. If they call an Yisrael, you do not call a Levi afterwards. And the same thing is if you call a Levi bimkom koyen, don't call a different Levi. What's the most important Aliyah? Svardim or Machshav the Shvi, which is finishing the lane Chasidim based on the Zohar, hold it based on Zohar Pasha Shlach, that Shishi is the most chashav, and some actually give Shlishi most important. For sure, the worst thing is ever to fight over Aliyahs. Have a beautiful day.